Welcome to the season wrap-up edition of the High School Playbook, where today we'll take a look around the Upper Cumberland at some teams that have already finished their seasons. The DeKalb County Tigers increased their win total from 7 last season to 10 this past year, a level of improvement head coach John Sanders says he's pleased with.
Yeah, well, you know, I felt like we competed a lot better this year, every game with the exception of a game or two. You know, we were a lot more competitive. I feel like, you know, our fans and the people that were able to come to the games enjoyed watching us more. And the kids played really hard. You know, defensively, we were looking at our averages the other day. You know, we averaged giving up 55 a game, so that was pretty close to what our goal was. You know, those are some bright spots for sure this year. You know, just overall, we were a lot more competitive than what we have been in the past 2 years.
What do you think you can attribute that to? Is it just kind of guys getting a little bit more comfortable under you? Is it just better effort? What do you think you can attribute that to?
Yeah, I think, you know, a combination of both of those things. I think it's the younger guys, the guys that were freshmen, sophomores, whenever I first took over, kind of, you know, now they're kind of getting used to what we're trying to do. And they, I mean, those kids play extremely hard. They work hard. You know, they've been good kids to coach. You know, they're hungry to – they want to win, and they, you know, they want to compete, be successful. So, I mean, I think just a combination of all those things has really helped, you know, kind of see the program turning in a different direction.
Talk about the senior class you had this year, Coach, because I feel like you mentioned, obviously, the big improvements from last year to now. How big of an impact did this senior class make on that? Because I know guys like Luke and Evan, those guys had to have laid a great foundation for the program moving forward, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, Luke, just his leadership and effort on the defensive end, and then his ability to help us handle the ball there the second half of the year when we kind of switched his role. You know, Luke the last 3 years has been a great kid to coach. He gives you 100% of everything he's got all the time, and he's willing to do whatever it takes for the team to be successful. And even if that means, you know, him having to waste all his energy playing defense on the other team's best player or handling the ball more and not getting to shoot it as much, you know, he just wants to do whatever's best for the team. And when you have guys like that in leadership roles, I think it really helps your team overall just become a lot better. And you know, nobody else has an excuse why they can't, you know, be more like that guy. And you know, talking about Evan, his progression from last year to this year, well, and really the last 3 years, he's gotten better every year. And this year was just a lot more consistent scoring the basketball on the offensive end. He helped us tremendously, just giving us a presence inside, forcing teams to have to guard him. And, you know, opening up shots for guys around the perimeter. You know, we were very happy with what he brought to our team this year on both ends of the floor. We'll miss him big time next year. Size-wise, we won't be as big, but I feel like we'll be pretty quick, hopefully. And then Aiden Curtis, he was a senior. This is the first year he played. You know, he's a big kid. Didn't get to play a whole lot, but he understood his role whenever we talked to him last year whenever he tried out, and you know, we told him we were going to give him a chance, but he may not get any playing time or much playing time at all. And he worked his tail off, man, to try to get to where he could play, and if he couldn't play, he could at least help us in practice. So I'm really proud of all three of those guys.
One player that I feel like really came on strong for you guys near the end of the year was Stetson Agee. And I think that he's kind of a good depiction of what you get to bring back next year, because you do get to bring back a healthy part of your core next year with guys like him, Elisha, Jordan Young. You get to bring back a healthy part of your production. What kind of improvements do you want to see those guys make?
Yeah, you know, I thought Stetson really came on, gave us a consistent scoring threat off the bench, and then just overall good play off the bench. You know, he did a really good job. I thought he just got a lot better as the year went on. His confidence grew. You could really tell that.
Again, That was DeKalb County Tigers head coach, John Sanders. Coach, thank you for being with us. The Clark Range Buffaloes were just like every other team across the state this year in the fact that they had to start late. Despite that, head coach Shane Monday says he's pleased with how his players improved over the course of the season.
Well, you know, like we talked about earlier, when we started, we got started late, as far as myself then coming to the high school, and, of course, the COVID and all that affects everybody that we've talked about all year. But after we got going, and, you know, the first games that we played and the first part of practice, you know, it was all just like preseason camp stuff, just trying to get, you know, the boys to get to know me good and the same for me with them. But anyhow, as we, you know, progress, I feel like towards the end of the year that we did make some improvements and things. I feel like we have, you know, still have a ways to go with the underclassmen that we'll have coming in next year. But, you know, things far as the ability to stay in ball games, the ability to adjust, I felt like we got better at that toward the end, and I felt good about that.
For those who might be more casual observers, because I think that, you know, coaches and people that follow the game closely understand kind of how COVID impacted the start of the year, whereas you weren't able to get a real camp in, you couldn't do summer ball, AAU, any of that. How much of a benefit will that be this summer if that all is, you know, hopefully able to go on?
Well, you know, we get, you know, if everything goes well and everything gets released, you know, when we can do things this spring. I'm really looking forward to, you know, spring practice will really help. Getting able to go to camps during the summer, the 2 weeks that we get for that, that's going to be a big thing. That way I can, you know, all coaches look, you know, when you go to camp, you're not looking, you know, to win. You're looking to see what your personnel can do and different situations with different personnel at different times. You know, you go into camp games, you know, for the, you know, looking to play the best you can. But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, you're looking to see what position and different things that you can do through the year coming. So that's going to be a great plus, you know, to be able to be with the boys and to see in what's coming in and what we can do to adjust what we didn't do this past year.
Coach, talk about the seniors that obviously that'll be moving on from this year's team, because I know that every time we spoke, I feel like you've spoken really highly of them. Talk about the bond you have with them and what they meant to this program.
Well, you know, after our first district loss, you know, in the first game of the district loss to Monterey, you know, it's just a hard time. You don't know, you know, it's just the season's over, your seniors are going to be gone. But, you know, I talked to them, and, you know, and I told them, I said, just because the season's over, that doesn't mean I'll still do whatever I can for you to help you to finish out the school year, to when you get out of school, to go to whatever you choose to do. You know, I want them to know, and I feel like they do, that if they need me to help them in any situation, any life situation, I'm there for them, because I really thought a lot of these guys. And, you know, just because our season ended, that don't mean I've kicked them out and we've cleared their locker out and they don't mean anything anymore. They're still part of the program. They're still part of my life, and I want to be a part of their life even, you know, in the years to come, hopefully.
You know, Coach, I feel like there's an important dialogue that needs to be had there, because I feel like especially when fans and students get into games, I know there's a lot of heckling, especially in rivalries and stuff like that. Ultimately, do we forget sometimes, though, that these are kids?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I know sometimes you get wrapped up in a moment, wrapped up in situations, but just for an example, when my son graduated a few years ago, and he's a junior at Tech this year, and the guys that he played against, and the guys that he battled against, the guys that fouled him hard and he fouled them hard, and just different things. Now they're playing intramural ball together. They're doing all the things, you know. And when you get out of high school, I mean, you know, that's over. And you know, that's what's so great about high school athletics, and especially with the student athletes. When they get out, the rivalries that they had, when they get together, they forget all about that. They start playing together, start doing things together. So, you know, high school sports is very, very important, I believe, just for the students, even after they get out of school, the bonds that they have. When once they were, you know, just maybe bitter rivalries, now they're bonding and they're playing doing things together. So that's a great thing about being a student athlete.
Again, that is Clark Range Buffaloes head coach, Shane Monday. Coach, thank you for joining us. The Jackson County Blue Devils season came to an end sooner than expected in a region tournament loss to Van Buren. That didn't deter head coach Kevin Thomas's positivity about the season, however, as he likes how his team grew as the season wore on.
Well, I was just really pleased with the way that I thought we come together and played as a young unit, and I thought become a better team playing together as the year went by. You know, even though it didn't end the way we wanted to, and we probably didn't make some shots that we normally make in that last game, even during that game, I could see, you know, our guards communicating and talking and just the want to. I mean, they really wanted to do well, and I just thought that we'd just come a long ways in that aspect during the year.
We talked before the year started, Coach, about how the top couple of spots were kind of, you know, do you think you guys achieved what you set out to do this year?
Well, you know, to a certain point, I thought, you know, going into the year that we had an opportunity to get in that top four, and, you know, and as the year went on, I guess, you know, my expectations changed, and the teams changed. We felt like we could play, you know, with those top two, you know, on any given night, and, you know, and we really kind of, we kept talking about that as the year goes, if we keep improving and, you know, take care of ourselves and worry more about how we play the game versus what the other team does, that we'd have an opportunity to do that.
When you look at the senior class that obviously is going to be graduating this year, what do you think you're going to miss most about this group of guys?
Well, I'll just be honest with you. With Chris and Eli, we started that class with six kids, and it ended up with those two. Are there only two that made it through? We just really become closest as coach and player and been able to talk to them kids about things, what they're going to do after school. And so we've just developed a relationship other than just player and coach. And, you know, and y'all miss that about those two kids for sure.
I know with regards to Eli specifically, everyone raves about his leadership, whether it's on the football field, on a basketball court. And a lot of coaches love to tell me that when kids like that graduate, you can't really replace them. You more or less just have to adapt to, you know, the kids you have in place of them. Do you find that to be true?
Oh, yes, I do. You hope it's the next man up. But, you know, as far as just, having a kid that's played for 3 years and been on that starting group for 3 years, that's just hard to replace. We won't have anybody like that next year. But, just being an outstanding young man on and off the court, it's just been a pleasure to watch him and be a part of his life.
I know the season ending is still as fresh as it is. It feels like it was just yesterday when I know it was actually a few days ago at this point. But have you looked at next year yet and what you're going to be bringing back? Because I feel like, especially when you look at guys like Ramon and Jordan, I feel like there's a lot of potential for this group to be really good next year.
I do. I mean, there's no doubt about it. With Ramon coming back, I think he ended up averaging 16.8 and 8.4 rebounds a game. So, you know, I mean, there's no doubt him coming back. And Jordan, you would think, you know, Jordan's played quite a bit the last 2 years. And with him coming back, and, of course, Hayden, you know, being a sophomore and starting point guard, you got those three kids coming back with Kendrick Brown, who was our sixth man, who played about half the time, you know. So you're looking with the four kids that are coming back are really athletic and with some experience, and hopefully we could add to that. And I'm looking forward to next year.
Talk about the new district that you guys are going to be in, because obviously, like you just said, it's going to be very, very different next year. What are some challenges you're anticipating? What are some things you're looking forward to?
Well, there's no doubt from what I hear that York's has got a really good team coming back next year with a good group of young kids coming up. And so I would think they would be the ones that you're looking at in our district, you know, next year. And then, you know, I'm not for sure exactly with Monterey what happens, but I mean, I would think that we should be right there in the top two or three, you know, in our district next year. And, you know, we're having to travel a lot. That's the biggest negative, you know, having to go to Bledsoe and Sequatchie, and York's not just a drive down the road for us. So, you know, with that and the new region we're in, you know, it's going to be, you know, there's opportunity there. I think we'll be right there with the best of them.
Once again, that was Jackson County head coach Kevin Thomas. Coach, thank you for joining us. The Cookeville Cavaliers wrapped up their season in a region tournament loss to Cleveland. All in all, a successful year for the Cavaliers, considering how young of a team they put on the floor every night. And one thing that many people remarked about this team was their effort level.
Well, you know, one aspect that, you know, we kept hearing from the community and people that came and watched us play daily was, you know, the boys played hard. You know, having a young team and, you know, some of the games that we played were some very, very difficult games, very, very difficult scheduled games. And we always showed up and played, you know, played hard and gave our heart out there every game. So that's one aspect that I do, you know, enjoy hearing and enjoy seeing, just to fight in the boys, you know, to play defense and then to get up in people and play tough. So I'm happy about that. You know, that one growth area that for those young kids I like.
I know one thing we talked about all year, Coach, was just that growth, like you just said, was talking about how would this team grow over the course of the year, both maturity-wise and, you know, development-wise. How much, looking at next season, how much would hopefully us getting a normal summer where you're able to have camps, have, you know, normal summer ball, how much would that help in terms of development?
It's going to be big, you know, because we have some kids that, you know, wasn't able to get on the basketball court. You know, but we have few of them that were able to play AAU, you know, but we just had to go to different states to do it. So being able to have the team play together, now we won't have everyone because some of these guys, you know, some of these freshmen are going to be playing, you know, in different level AAU events, with different clubs, but so they won't be, you know, be with us, but just being able to have, our team play team basketball and team camps, against people is going to be awesome. So I'm looking forward to that.
Coach, one thing that I know is going to look really different next year is going to be the fact that obviously the districts are changing and you guys are moving up into the new 4A district. What are some new challenges and some new things you're excited for about that change?
Well, anytime you go and play in, you know, a new district, you know, the first thing you got to, you know, have to deal with is just the competition. Competition level, you know, we're so used to these coaches here and their style of play. And now we got to, you know, go to another district and, you know, get used to more, you know, different coaches and different players. So, I mean, that could be, you know, an issue in itself. But, you know, vice versa, you know, those same coaches have to worry about us and our style of play as well, too. But, you know, one thing I do like, you know, is that, you know, the travel for one, you know, it's close. Everybody's nearby, but I'm actually looking forward to playing in a district where, you know, you have these are top notch schools. You know, you know bigger schools. So you know the competition is going to be different. It's going to be more fighting a little bit. So you know, I'm looking forward to that and just being able to hopefully still play some home and away games with, you know, with Sparta and Warren County and Stone. Just some non-district games, but just being able to just, you know, travel to different spots is going to be exciting.
I'm sure that I'm not the first person to tell you this, and I won't be the last to tell you this, but obviously the way that your kids played at points this year, they obviously played above their age at many points this year. I know you'll probably say there were many points where they played exactly to their age, but it's got to be exciting knowing that you got the kind of production you did from freshmen, from sophomores, and you get to bring all of these kids back and you're only graduating three seniors. I know that's got to be something you're really excited about as well.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I really am. You know, those kids, you know, they played their hearts out, and for, you know, ninth graders coming in, first time ever being in a high school situation, you know, playing high school games, the competition, the crowds, you know, they handled it very well, you know, and so for them to come back next year, you know, it's going to be some high expectations for them, but you know, but even their first year, you know, I held them to high expectations throughout this season. You know, I never told them, hey, you can't do this because you're a freshman. Hey, I understand because you're a freshman. You know, this is why we lost this game because we're young. You know, that was never said not one time throughout the whole season. You know, I coached those boys just like they were, you know, all seniors and they were all juniors. So, and that's just the expectation level that we have, you know, for all of our players. You know, we're never going to let age be an excuse for us. We try to let practice dictate that, you know, we try to go hard in practice and try to, you know, illustrate to them how hard it's going to be in games. But, you know, it's going to be exciting, you know, I know, for the community.
Again, that was Cookeville Cavaliers head coach, Josh Hurd. Coach, thank you for joining us today. The Stone Memorial Panthers didn't end their season the way they wanted to this year, but that doesn't change the fact that head coach Neil Capp says he's just happy that his players got a full season in.
Well, you know, the one thing I think everybody, if you made it through the season this year as a coach, as a team, and got to the finish line, that's a success there with all the COVID craziness and, you know, all the hoops we had to jump through. And people really wanted to play sports this school year because they were willing to sacrifice so much, you know, and like you said, get there early, not sure, get online, have to buy tickets online. So I'm just thankful that our guys were patient. We had, you know, like me, everybody else, we had games canceled. We had games rescheduled. You know, and just to stay focused. And that's what I asked them at the beginning of the year, to stay flexible and stay focused. And they did that. We had our ups and downs. We played a very tough schedule. We played a lot of teams that are still playing right now, you know, so that was, you know, we had a good group of seniors, large group of seniors that really competed, that went out and played hard each night and tried to compete, and just good kids. And, you know, maybe our record wasn't the best record, but we had a really good group of young men. I never had to worry about headaches off the floor. And it was just fun coming in every day and then working with a group of guys that really tried hard and tried to be coachable and just tried to apply it on the floor.
Coach, this group of seniors that you mentioned, it's one that I hope when people look back, give this group the recognition they deserve, because I look at Jack Eldridge and he was, you know, you've said many times, a second coach on the floor. I look at Will Hecker. You talked about how hard he worked on and off the floor. Guys like Zach Boyd, Chris Coudrier, how much work they've put in. Can you put into words just kind of how proud you are of this senior class and what they meant to you?
Yeah, this is a group that come in when they got here as freshmen. There was a lot of really good players in front of them, so they had to sit behind a lot of guys, except for Jack. Jack got a lot of playing time early. I think he wound up starting his second game of his career and never came out of the starting lineup again. But the guys had to play behind a lot of really good players, with Justin Hedrick and Brett Newcomb. So they had to learn from these guys. And then when they got their chance, you know, they stepped up. When Zach Boyd came in, he was more of a guard. And by the time he was done, he was more back to the basket, posting up, just doing what he had to do for his team. And Chris Coudrier, same way. Chris liked to stay out behind the arc some, and we really encouraged him and worked with him on staying around the rim, because he's a big kid, you know, 6'5", 215, and the ability to put it on the floor, land on two, strong. And then Caleb McCoy having to deal with what he had to deal with for two straight years with knee leg problems and coming back from that, and you know, it's hard. Anybody that thinks it's easy to take 2 years off of anything and then come back for your last year, I appreciate him and sticking with it and coming and fighting through it and got better each game. And then Riley Day, just a big, strong kid and great attitude and worked hard. Riley, he had his ups and downs injury-wise as well. I mean, breaking bones in football to start the year out and then coming back late with that. And last year with us, when he came out, first game he played with us after football, he hurt his elbow really bad, high-percentage elbow, really bad, had to sit out for a long time, and just stuck with it and hung in there. So I'm just proud of all these guys. Like I said, Will and Jack usually aren't the headliner of that group, but I'm just tickled with all six of these young men. And you know, we had a seventh with Andre Flores, who he tore his ACL in football season and never, you know, obviously couldn't come back for that. So he would have been our seventh senior. So I'm just a good group of young men, a good quality group of young men that are going to go out and be successful young men, successful men. My hope for them, as I told them after the game on Saturday night, was that my prayer for them was that they grow up to be better husbands and fathers and men of integrity, because that'll carry them away further down the road in life than if they can make a layup or make a three.
Again, that was Stone Memorial Panthers head coach Neil Capps. Coach, Thank you for joining us. You hear it every year around postseason time that all it takes is for one team in a tournament setting to get hot for that team to make a deep run. This year's version of that was the Monterey Wildcats as they made it all the way to the region semifinals where they lost a tough game to Pickett County. Head coach Adam West says he's very proud of his team's effort, though, throughout the entire season.
Just pleased with their growth. It was really a difficult year, more adversity than any team I've ever coached with quarantines, reschedules, higher seed tournament games, you name it, we kind of dealt with it and really had a really good ending, even though we'd hate that we lost in that overtime game. And at Pickett County, really a good finish to a tough year.
Coach, speaking on that postseason run, I know that me and you, and we've said this multiple times now, me and you talked before the postseason began, and we said all it takes is for one team to get hot and they can make a run. And it seemed like your guys were that team this year. You guys got hot in the district tournament, ended up making it to the region semifinals. Tell me, what went right over that course of games? What did your team do so well that allowed them to make that deep run into the postseason?
Well, our effort went to another level. Our team unity went to another level, things that we'd had some issues with, and had everybody healthy for a moment or two, which was kind of nice. And so all those things obviously went right. And then the guys really just kind of, they were competitive all year. We just didn't see it every day. And it was really nice to see them actually compete in the environments we played in. Cause we, if I'm not mistaken, I may be wrong, but there's not a lot of road wins in this tournament that we just went through, and we were able to get two quality ones during our stretch for sure.
Talk about the senior class, Coach. What is it that you think this team is going to miss most about these players next year?
Well, that's the one thing that probably helped lead us through this tournament is the senior class had the experience of what it took to win during the tournament, and they're going to obviously that'll be something, you know, somebody will have to step up into those leadership roles. And I look back and I kind of reflect on those guys, and you know, they ended their career with the ones that were, you know, we've had with 96 victories at Monterey High School over the last 4 years. They had the most it's going to sound crazy because we just finished with a really good bunch last year, but they had the most postseason victories by one over their four-year career, and part of that's the benefit of playing with the guys they have over the last 4 years for sure.
When we look at next year, I know that obviously the big thing is that everything is going to look different next year because of districts changing. And I know you guys are one team that is affected that you're moving to AA and you're going to be playing with teams like York and Jackson County. What kind of challenges do you think that presents for what you bring back next year?
Well, I think, you know, obviously learning new coaches is a big deal because, you know, we've had the same coaches forever. And we kind of got used to their style and what they did. And, you know, that helps a little bit. But the travel time is going to be something to deal with and trying to compete with, you know, those schools. We're going to be the smallest AA school in the state. We're actually at the bottom of the tier when it comes to that classification. So we'll be competing with higher numbers, and that'll be something that we'll have to raise our game up to kind of be able to compete with those at that level.
I know one thing that a lot of coaches have mentioned is that hopefully, and again, we use that word hopefully we get a normal summer where you're able to have camps and kids are able to play their AAU ball and travel ball, and they're able to get that extra development time in that nobody got this past year. How important is that truly in terms of developing for the future?
Well, we spoke on this before, but the teams, if you look right now, the teams that are still available, they have the larger percentage of their players are experienced. And that's something we needed more of and going into the season. It's probably limited us as we went along, trying to get those guys the kind of experience that was needed for summer and all those things. But you know what? We don't always think of this, but AU is an exposure ball for a lot of these kids, and it gives them an opportunity to be seen by colleges. And, of course, the whole college system has kind of went on hiatus this year as far as putting things back. So this year it would be nice to be normal. We've started to see that as we've gone to some of these tournament games down the stretch, and hopefully that everything's headed the right direction and we can get back to doing the things that we did before.
Again, that is Monterey head coach Adam West. DeKalb County Lady Tigers finished the season 10-15 overall and will return four starters next season. Head coach Danny Fish says he wants to see improvements with regards to consistency for those players.
We had some good moments this year, and then, you know, had some other moments where we just felt like we came up a little short. You know, our expectations here is to win and to win in the tournament, and that's things that we've done the past couple of years, and it's kind of, for all the kids and our team, it's kind of felt, we felt out of place the past week or so watching everybody else play and us not play. So, you know, I'm sure the team is evaluating, you know, their skills right now, and we're trying to take a little bit of a break before we get started on our spring stuff. But, you know, I liked what we did this year for the most part. I mean, we were really extremely young, so we had to make up a lot of experience without, you know, camps and without this and without that. You know, I understand that other people were in that boat too, but, you know, the growth of our team was good. It just didn't show up in, you know, wins and losses for us this year.
When you look at players like Ella Van Vranken, Katie Griffith, and Madison Martin, where do you think the players like them, where do you think they grew the most this year?
Well, just experience, just being out there. I mean, especially for the two freshmen, and even, you know, Madison, she played behind Amy Caldwell, so she didn't get a lot of time last year or the year before, you know, just some JV time. I think the speed of the game and the length of the players is something that you have to go through. It's not something that we can say, hey, you know, it's going to be like this, and you know, kind of shrug it off, be like, okay, you know, I play AAU in the summer, yeah, but you're playing against 13-year-olds, not 17 and 18-year-olds. And so I think, you know, those experiences like that of learning on the fly against some really good teams, you know, AAA was stacked this year, and which it always is. And it'll get a little bit tougher next year with the new districting. And, you know, so I'm hoping that those experiences of doing well at times and then, you know, not doing well at times, we can all learn from that also. So I'm hoping that'll catapult them into, you know, being more comfortable in the uncomfortable next season, and we see a lot more growth from them in the future.
I feel like one advantage this team does have for it going forward is that, at the very least, y'all do get to return a very, very healthy amount of your production from this year, next year. You'll get to obviously return the three we just mentioned. You'll bring back Katie Farrell for our senior year. I know that's a big positive for you moving forward.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talked about it all year, you know, that basically the core of this team be together for 2 years. So we needed to learn a lot on the fly this year, you know, basically learn how to play with one another, because, I mean, we only returned one starter from, you know, last year. This year we'll be returning four. Also, you know, hopefully we'll be able to add Kennedy Agee to the group coming off an ACL injury, and that'll make us a little bit better. And we got some younger players. I thought Zaria Lyons came on real good for us at the end of the year. So, I mean, we're looking at 6, 7, 8 depth rotation. And for us to be competitive, I think that you can only be as good as your bench is. So, yeah, I liked some of those things that some of those role guys did at the end of the year. They're going to put a lot of pressure on those other kids to get better. And I think in the end game, it'll help us get better. But, you know, we're always going to lean on Katie Farrell, and, you know, she had another good year, and I expect her to have a great senior year, and, you know, everybody will be watching to see what she and what we are doing.
That was DeKalb County Lady Tigers head coach Danny Fish. The Livingston Academy Wildcats wrapped up their season on Tuesday in a tough loss to Upperman. Despite it not being the ending they wanted, head coach Jimmy Miller says he's proud of how his team never quit and never gave up throughout the entire season.
I'm probably the most proud about how these guys, they didn't quit, and, you know, they played super hard and super well, and no matter what adversity hit, no matter the quarantines, the multiple quarantines, injuries, losing players, they came to work every day, and they actually performed well every day. So that's probably the thing that I'm the most proud of.
I feel like this year is a good year for just teaching how to handle adversity, and I feel like this team specifically is the best example of that. Because as you mentioned, multiple quarantines, there was that little stretch where you played nothing but tough competition in your non-district schedule. And in those tough times, I'm sure it'd be easy for any team to fold. But this team came back, went to work, got out of quarantine, and finished the season as one of the hottest teams in the area. And I know that's something you're very proud of.
Absolutely. You know, Coach Kennard last night brought to our attention, I didn't realize this, but you know, we lost 12 ball games this year. 10 of those 12 games, there were those teams were 10 of those teams were playing last night. So that means 10 of those 12 teams were going to be sub-state competing opponents. The other two were AAA schools whom we played extremely close with. So after I heard that, I realized that these guys had more of a successful season than I actually even realized.
So let's talk about, I know the season obviously has ended just recently for you guys, so you probably haven't had a chance to look too deep into next year yet, but when you look at what you're going to be bringing back and you look at how districts might be different next year, and I know you guys are moving up to the 3A level, what are some challenges you're expecting for next year?
I think it's going to be a very tough district for us. It's going to change. Opponents are going to change. Different personnel. We've got a lot of things to work on. We got some young guys that's got to step up and take some scoring responsibility, you know, with losing Matthew Sales as far as from the offensive end. So, but it's exciting, too. It's exciting to watch these young guys get their chance and be hungry. And when they come up the line, that's always a fun thing.
And you mentioned Matthew Sales. Let's talk about this senior class next, because I know that, you know, everyone looks at Matthew and they'll remember him as one of the best players in school history, if not the best. And I feel like it's important to remember that there are other seniors on this team, like Nate Carwile as well, who have put in 4 years of really, really hard work to get to where they are now. What are you going to miss most about this senior class?
I think, you know, we've got four seniors this year, Hunter Kaufman, Nate Carwile, Matthew Sales, and Bryson Tucker. It's just four of the most dependable young guys you could ever ask for. There was never any off-court incidents. There was never any worry in the classroom. These guys took care of business in every facet you could expect them to. And because of that, we got to concentrate on basketball. Their work ethic was great. Their leadership was great. If you could have seniors like that every year, this job would be easy.
I've heard a lot of coaches say this, and I'm interested to see what your thoughts are on this. I think I might have actually heard you say this too, that when you lose seniors, you don't actually replace them; you more or less adapt. Is that what you? Is that going to be the case next year?
I think so. You definitely can't replace, you know, things that those guys bring after 4 years of hard work and improvement and leadership. It's just things they do that. You know, you can't replace, but what they do is they leave their mark on these younger guys, and these younger guys actually get to see what it takes to have to be where you want to be.
Again, that is Livingston Academy Wildcats head coach Jimmy Miller.